Cars, cars, cars.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Brian Watt. Automakers sold 1.35 million cars and trucks in the U.S. last month, up nearly 2% on the same period last year. Toyota did well, selling 25% more vehicles than in September of 2005. Go figure. GM and Daimler Chrysler continued to struggle, with sales dropping a few percentage points each. Ho hum. But wait a second. Ford sales were up more than 5%. And in a photo finish, it even retook the number two sales spot from Toyota. You may remember that Toyota passed Ford back in July. Meanwhile, in the steel industry, many are worried about a global steel glut. They're urging mills to scale back production. But in this boom-bust commodity market, that's easier said than done. Sam Eaton reports.
It's a toxic brew of circumstances for an industry well acquainted with the peaks and valleys of the global commodities market. As steel inventories pile up, automakers and appliance companies are scaling back production. Add into the mix China's double-digit growth in steel production, and UBS analyst Timna Tanners says a steel glut is imminent.
The big question, of course, is how much will prices fall? How bad is it? And, you know, that's kind of hard to say. Once steel prices start to fall, it's hard to tell how much they will fall. But ultimately, it comes down to how bad is the demand slowdown.
Tanner says despite the troubled auto industry, there's still a strong demand for steel to build things like skyscrapers, pipelines, and railroads. And after the last downturn in 2001, which sent more than 40 U.S. steel companies into bankruptcy, she says the industry is much better prepared to ride out the bumps, which is a good thing, Tanner says, because this one could last well into next year. In Los Angeles, I'm Sam Eaton for Marketplace.
You know those air dryers in a lot of public restaurants? They're a little slow and annoying, right? Well, the same guy who brought us the bagless vacuum cleaner has a new invention. British entrepreneur James Dyson says his new hand dryer will revolutionize the restroom experience. Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
So you put your hands in here like this.
Dyson demonstrates the air blade, which he claims will dry wet hands in 10 seconds flat.
10 seconds, and then your hands are perfectly dry.
Conventional hand dryers blow hot air and evaporate the water. Dyson says Airblade takes a different tack. With a motor spinning five times faster than a Formula One engine, the Airblade blasts the hands with cold air.
Air comes out of there at about 400 miles an hour, and it's that extremely powerful, very, very thin, it's only 0.3 of a millimeter, thickness of a hair, and it actually feels rather nice, but it wipes the water off your hands.
This, claims Dyson, is four times faster than rival machines and therefore more hygienic. But Dyson's launch has been overshadowed by a competitor protesting that Airblade isn't new or unique. He says his dryers use the same principle and have been selling steadily for more than 4 years. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
The Dow finally hit that record we've been talking about. It gained 57 points yesterday and finished at 11,727. That's about 5 points higher than the old record set in January of 2000. The NASDAQ was also up, and this is Marketplace. The Yankees won their first playoff game last night, and today, New York's other baseball team starts its own run for the championship. To get this far, the Mets have had to work hard and spend big, as Lisa Napoli reports.
Once upon a time, it was a happy accident when the New York Mets met anyone in the playoffs. Eric Fisher of Sports Business Journal says a couple years ago, the Mets launched a campaign to make their wins a lot less random. They bulked up the team and put a new business plan into play. Fisher says that's led to double-digit increases for the Mets in
pretty much every available metric that you can think of, whether it be attendance, merchandise, sales, internet hits on their website, and on down the line.
Of course, the Mets still ain't the Yankees. The Bronx Bombers still top them on payroll, ticket sales, and TV viewership. In New York, I'm Lisa Napoli for Marketplace.
From American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting the National Organization for Rare Disorders' mission to identify, treat, and cure overlooked and undertreated health conditions. More at rarediseases.org. By Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. And by the Society for Human Resource Management, hosting its Workplace Diversity Conference and Exposition in Los Angeles, October 16th through the 18th. shrm.org.
This is Marketplace. I'm Brian Watt. This is the month the U.S. population will rise to 300 million. But many European populations have been on the decline for years. People are having fewer children over there. That may appear to create more room and less of a strain on resources, but what happens when there aren't enough workers to support public health systems and retirees? There's one country in Europe that seems to be bucking the low birth rate trend, France. That's thanks in part to a government that champions childbearing. Eleanor Beardsley sends us this report from Paris.
My son Maxime was one of 800,000 French babies born in the last year. While low birth rates are provoking a crisis across the continent, France, at 1.9 children per woman, has the second highest reproduction rate after Ireland. I've read about empty maternity wards in Germany, but during my hospital stay in May, the maternity ward was overflowing. While French romance might play some part in this, it seems to be more of a result of French government policy. There are numerous benefits and incentives to have children in France, and the more children you have, the better it seems to get. Paid parental leave, monthly cash allowances, and subsidized daycare are just a few. Juliette Lafont, a spokeswoman for the French Ministry of Family Affairs, says women should not have to choose between working and having a family.
On a en France une politique familiale.
In France, our family policies give priority to reconciling family life and professional life. We want to encourage births and permit women to work if they want.
As a result, France has Europe's highest female employment rate, 80%. In Germany, the 1.2 child per couple rate is sounding alarms, and a whole generation of career women is childless. Critics say this is due to policies that discourage women from working and having kids. In the André Citroën Park near the Eiffel Tower, Karen Martin is picnicking with her two little boys. Martin says she is taking advantage of paid parental leave to raise them herself.
It's a priceless opportunity to be able to stay home for 3 years and create that bond with your kids. This will really prepare them for the future. I'll go back to work at my job in finance once they're in preschool.
French family planning policies seem to be working, considering the bulk of France's population increase is caused by homegrown births, not immigration. As for Maxime, he'll be going to a neighborhood daycare just two blocks from our apartment. And because of a sliding scale pay system, I'll be shelling out just $20 a day for full-time quality care. Heck, with all that free time and extra cash in hand, I could almost imagine having another one. In Paris, I'm Eleanor Beardsley for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Brian Watt. Thanks for listening.
American Public Media.
Here's some standard business news for you.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.